It's HBR and Helping Hand. Fridays, All Things Considered, and then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Mental Health Kukua, the largest mental health nonprofit in Hawaii. A lot of their service also works to help people who are homeless. They've got dozens of locations across the state, part of the coalition of homeless service providers, partners in care. Hawaii has faced a homeless crisis that has put it at the most severe per capita anywhere in the U.S. We have been tied with New York as of recent numbers. CEO Greg Payton, thanks for taking some time to tell us about it.
Hey, Dave Lawrence. It's so good to be back, and thank you for the opportunity to be on.
Talk about what you do and where you're located throughout the state, Greg.
Yeah, we have locations on Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Hilo, and Kona, about 43 locations. We serve a little over 2,000 people a year, and we have 300 staff statewide. Housing programs on various levels, case management, outpatient services that include psychiatry, so we prescribe medications for people. We have intensive outpatient, which is a way for people that have drug and alcohol problems. We also have homeless outreach services and homeless placement services throughout the state. State, federal, county, city funds on each island, plus we have United Way on each island as well.
And people can make contributions of their own, but also by being volunteers.
Being volunteers, and also nothing is too small.
Furniture and stuff, you're saying?
Clothing,
yeah, furniture.
Hygiene items.
We'll go over that in a moment. Costs for participants?
In general, the costs, especially for our homeless folks, everything is free. Once people get into housing and they have some kind of income, usually it's an entitlement of some kind, we use the HUD standard and people pay 30% of their income.
Recently, all the homeless service provider agencies got updated figures from the point in time count.
Overall, homelessness has dropped again in 2019, so only by 1%. There's about 6,500 people that are homeless statewide. On Oahu, that's about 4,400. There's been an 8% decrease in sheltered homeless, so people are using more shelters. There's been a 5% increase in unsheltered. So if it seems like there's more people on the streets, even though the count is going down, that's probably why. Families have, since last year, there's a decline of about 15%. The count of homeless adults with mental illness has pretty much stayed about the same since 2016.
That's a quarter of everyone, basically.
About a quarter of everyone. Universally, we all believe that number is reported low. We probably think it's more in the 40% range. What we've been finding, though, is that there are organizations like Mental Health Kukua, other organizations statewide, we provide some mental health services. And those people, even though we place maybe, I don't know, a couple of hundred people a year, the problem is that the number doesn't necessarily drop to really reflect that. People are falling into homelessness faster than we can place them.
Each year we hear about some of the developments that you guys have. One of those, you brought along the new brochure about it.
It's called the Punawai Rest Stop, the project that's sponsored by the City and County of Honolulu. We are the operators of the program. The Punawai Rest Stop, it's based on the urban rest stops out of Seattle, Washington, for showers, laundry, restrooms. So it's kind of like a day shelter for people in many ways. A good place to be able to come and kind of regroup. Currently, we're operating at about 200 people a day. They can bring their pets. We have kennels. And once a week, we have these veterinarians that come in and care for the pets.
Where do they come from?
They volunteer their time from various places. They have lockers. We have small size for backpacks. We have a large size lockers they can put grocery carts in. We have things you take for granted and you don't realize, having a place where you can get your mail. If you're homeless, where do you get your mail? Or somebody's trying to contact you, you have a job interview. So being able to have a place where they can receive mail. And the other thing that is a kind of a phenomenon, too, that we see every day is people come in at the beginning of the day and they get cleaned up and go to work and they live in their car. So here's people working full time, but they do not make enough money to be able to afford a place to live. So they live in their car.
It is always so humbling when you come in. Is that a way people could help you guys?
There's always a need for incentives, for hygiene items. So let me just give you a few ideas. We'll give people Ziploc bags, kind of like hygiene bags that they can take with them. And then in those bags, you're going to have some snack bars, some soap, travel size, deodorants, shampoos, female hygiene products, combs, brushes, razors, other things that we commonly need, as you can imagine. We provide towels and we do provide robes because sometimes the only clothes people have are the ones on their back, right? So they'll wash the clothes that they have. We'll have them put on a robe. So things that we can always use are things like towels and robes, sanitizers, mops. If anybody has anything like that they would like to donate, please let us know. The other thing is just clothing in general, men's and women's clothing, all sizes, as well as shoes and slippers. Many people don't have anything. They have no money, and this is a way they can kind of get started again.
So those are all things that people can donate.
Give us a call and we can facilitate that, 737-2523. That's our main number. Or people are welcome to visit anytime, 7 to 7, 7 days a week. They can come and visit the Punawai Rest Stop at 431 Kuili Street in the Iwilei area.
Larger items that people wanted to donate to you.
Yes, absolutely. We have people going into housing with nothing. So,
do you come pick them up from people?
We can arrange to have that done, yes.
Maui, I know this technique, I guess, came from the mainland too, utilizing with the police and so forth, the LEAD program.
It stands for the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program. It's a pre-booking program, or it's kind of like the old jail diversion programs, but this is for people who are homeless. Many times our homeless folks will have low-level offenses. They could get arrested for that, but instead of getting arrested for petty misdemeanors, they are diverted to us as an option. In Maui, for example, we partner with Aloha House and with Kahaliaka Ola Resource Center. Maui Police Department makes the referrals to us as our homeless outreach. Either their mental health, they put those folks into our stabilization beds. We can put them into shelter stabilization beds if somebody has a drug and alcohol problem. We make those referrals to Aloha House. What would happen before is people might have multiple arrests. This would be on their record. It's going to be difficult for them to actually fill out an application to get a place to live, and it's going to be difficult for them to even get like a job. So this is a way that people can actually clean up their records and get some sustainable services. This is a time when it's really okay to call the police without criminalizing people. That's the one thing that we worry about as homeless providers. We do not want to criminalize people. We have people all the time who are confused and disoriented for a very long time on the street. Gravely disabled is what we call that. And once they get stabilized, almost universally, people will thank us afterwards. They're very, very thankful for us intervening in their life.
So humbling to hear this stuff with you, Greg. What else can we do to support your efforts?
The biggest thing is understand that homelessness is very complicated. The common myths are that everybody's from the mainland, they all want to live that way. Actually, the people that we serve that are homeless adults with mental illness are almost all from here. I think our statistics for the last 3 years have been 97% of people are from here. The other is they all want to live that way. My running statement is I have never met any homeless adult with mental illness who's ever said, when I was a kid, I always wanted to grow up and be homeless and mentally ill. That's just not true. For the population that we serve, the homeless adults with mental illness, almost anything can be helpful. So large items like things you want to get rid of, give us a call. If you want to stop by the Punawai Rest Stop, please do. You do not need an invitation. You can come in anytime. There's a reception person at the front door. Just say, I heard you guys on the radio. I wanted to come by and see what this was all about. Be glad to give you a tour. So if there's clothes, hygiene items, anything like that, they can all be used and they'll be used every day. We go through tons of towels, so we always need to replenish our supplies. So please just give us a call or just stop by and see how you might be able to help.
And volunteers?
We do take volunteers routinely, especially at the Punawai Rest Stop. Volunteers are very, very needed. They can help guide people through how to do their laundry and how to navigate the computers. We have a bank of computers there so people can look for jobs. And sometimes just to come in and help us gather the data, if that feels more comfortable to you. So whatever might be appealing to you, just let us know and we'd be glad to have you as a volunteer.
Mental Health Kokua. .org, 808-737-2523, MHK at mentalhealthkokua.org. You can find them on Facebook, on Twitter, all the contact information in their online post. Plus, you can find all the other previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Greg Payton. He's CEO of Mental Health Kokua. Thank you so much for what you guys do, Greg. Really inspiring work and very humbling talking to you today.
And Dave, thank you for all that you do and for this segment. It's so important to have this segment on the radio. And thanks to Hawaii Public Radio for the opportunity.